1270 The Buzz. 1270 The Buzz welcomes you to Broadview, a weekly radio show that looks into the issues here in Northern Nevada, hot topics of the week, a senior moment or two, and special guests. Phone lines are open now at 823-1920. Here is your host, Jay Davis.
Hello and welcome. Another Saturday in Northern Nevada. Another beautiful day out there. Is it winter? Did anybody say it was winter?
I don't think we're having it this year.
I don't think we're having fall, spring, or winter.
They took the ice skating rink down in City Plaza.
Unbelievable. We're supposed to get something, though, coming up on Sunday night or Monday.
Right.
Maybe. That'll help our ski resort. Boy, it's got to be awful up there.
I know. Have you seen the...
I don't ski rocks. No
Truckee
way.
The River is so... Yeah. It's going dry on us.
Unbelievable. What a season. It's nice for us today, though. It's a beautiful day out there. Yeah. Hello, JP.
It's all right.
Want to welcome my co-host, JP. You can find his column every day at jpattitude.com and a weekly attitude. What's your attitude on this week?
There was one on the Super Bowl. I think there was something suspicious
the
about the way the last three games went. And then my daughter wrote a guest column on my birthday.
Well, I didn't read that.
It's just marvelous. She just raves about what a great father I was.
Wow, that's kind of unbelievable. No, it isn't. That's wonderful. That's jpattitude.com.
That's why you're my favorite daughter, Sam.
Yeah, Sam. She said nice things about me, too. Is that the daughter?
Casey said some nice things
it's the
about
other one.
You in a phone call.
Just kidding. Well, welcome to Broadview. A lot of things to talk about this week. A lot of things going on. The Super Bowl, for one.
Yeah.
And you want to talk about the game. That was very boring,
really.
I thought.
Yeah.
I watched the game, and the best time was the last 2 minutes. Which it usually
right.
is,
yeah.
But it was just the defense just walked all over them. I mean, it was really, they were suited rivals, but it was a very uneventful, I thought, game.
Well, my column was about the fact that the last three games were all decided by mistakes. You know,
New York
and New England
the bad
probably
call.
Shouldn't even have been there. San Francisco should have been there. And I think the Ravens should have been in the Super Bowl.
Well, should have.
But
okay.
There was these huge blunders at the end of the games. And
well, the only blunder I was interested in was Madonna. That's why I watched for the halftime show with
so
Madonna.
So what did you think?
And am I missing in action? Throwing that finger up there?
Yeah.
Oh, she just got wow. That's what happened. But Madonna, I have to admit, I did smell some mothballs.
You think she's getting a little old?
I do. I mean, I saw her kind of going, okay, watch out for that step. Oy. You know, it just,
yeah.
I loved her. I love her. I think she's an absolutely marvelous entertainer, where she's come from, and an inspiring entertainer. But yeah, now it's time to do the old standards, Madonna. You know, stand up by the piano and...
Well, you're a music aficionado. Tell me, is the Super Bowl the right venue for these big acts?
Absolutely.
You think?
Well, it's the only reason I watched. Come on.
I don't really need to see Madonna at the halftime of the Super Bowl.
You didn't appreciate that?
No, it makes the halftimes of the Super Bowl way too long.
Oh, you just want to get right to the stuff.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but then the girls aren't going to watch it. We have to have something. We have to have something going on.
You have the cute ads.
We do, and I love the butts. I do watch. I love to watch the guys drag each other down to the ground. I love it. I got to get him.
Brother.
But it was exciting. But I wonder what's going to happen now. They say NBC's at fault for that, for the finger thing. I mean, she's trying to get some attention. But I think she actually probably just got caught up in the moment. I mean, 114 million people watching. Why are you going to flip them all off? Buy my album?
I've heard the excuse that in Britain it's not that big a deal, so she doesn't understand what everybody's so riled up about.
Well, she's a pretty good-looking chick. I thought it was pretty hot. I didn't mind.
Didn't even see any of it.
I didn't even know she was doing that. I thought,
show.
You didn't?
I didn't.
You were in the nachos and eating bad food?
Not a big fan of Madonna, so I wasn't going to...
You were draining the monster at halftime? Well, it wasn't that exciting of a game, but I did enjoy it. We like watching the big game every year, and I did enjoy Madonna.
There were some great ads.
Yeah, there were, you know. How much money can you spend on an ad that could have cured cancer with that Super Bowl?
Yeah, what is it? What was it, $2 million a minute or something?
Please. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's absolutely absurd. Did your team win? Did you make some money?
I told you I was going to root for New England because Tom Brady's from my college. So, no, my
no,
team
you didn't.
Didn't.
And you know what? I was going to root for the Giants because you were rooting for New England.
Just because it's the opposite of me?
Yes, exactly.
Well, that's kind of flattering.
But then I decided to go because I love the helmets of the Patriots. So I went with the Patriots.
Oh, because of that.
And I lost. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, duh.
This is why women shouldn't be allowed to watch sports or vote.
Well, then what would happen to all you guys? Jeez, you just put us back in the kitchen?
Come
is
on,
that
you,
it?
You guys put Clinton in there just because you thought he looked good.
No, we didn't. Anyway, it was cool. I loved it. What Super Bowl was it? I can't even read the number anymore.
No,
it's so far gone.
No, I can't. Seriously.
Was it 556th, 47th, wasn't it? Six, something like that. Sean, do you know? Oh, you're not a sports fan?
Didn't we have to learn Roman numerals when we were in elementary school?
Well, we did. And let me see. X is 10. L is what? 50? I don't know anymore.
I don't know either.
It's
I know.
Too many. It's gone too far. Amy's going to find it for me so I don't sound stupid. But I just don't know.
I wonder why they can't just use normal numbers.
No, because it's Roman numerals and that's just what they got.
That's just the way it is.
It's just that old time attitude.
Did you see the Gisele Bündchen or Bündchen fiasco?
Gisele Bündchen?
Bündchen? After the game, somebody was heckling her as she tried to get on the elevator. So she defended her husband, Tom Brady.
And kicked their ass?
And said it was the receiver's fault for not catching the ball. Well, you got to. She's just a wife defending her husband, but it turned into a big controversy.
Well, that would be a controversy. Come on. And what? You watching it after the game? What do you watch? Would you watch the crowd leave the field? I mean, the Gatorade on the
coach? She wasn't next to them. She was in the private area of the stadium trying to get on an elevator.
And so somebody was trying to.
And they were walking down by the hallway and they saw her and they started yelling at her about what a loser her husband is.
Oh.
So she defended him.
What'd she do?
She said, he's throwing the ball. He can't catch it, too.
Hey, good call.
I think it's okay. It's what a wife should say.
Yes, it is what a wife should say. And it is true. I mean, you're only as good as the men who can protect you. You can't get that ball off if you got all those hound dogs on you. There's no way to fire it, you know. So anyway, enough on that. It was a good game. It's over. Also, well, talking about world politics, the United States has declassified, did you see these, a series of satellite images. You know, Syria is going crazy right now. Supposedly, the Syrian regime is using weapons against their own people.
Yeah, they've killed hundreds. It's like 400 and some in the last week.
Well, what the U.S. Embassy in Damascus has done is they've released the images on Facebook. They've declassified the information, and it's on Facebook.
So you can see the soldiers?
You can see the gruesome pictures. It shows lines of tanks showing fires, kinds of, all that weird stuff, all that horrible stuff attacking civilians in civilian areas, and just horrible kinds of weaponry against its own people.
The last I heard, Iran was going to send soldiers to help Assad kill his own people. So
that tells me let him go
Iran.
Down then. Yeah. But a gunman did assassinate the army general in Damascus today. I guess it was yesterday over there, killing a high military officer in the Syrian capital. Yeah.
It's a mess.
I know it is a mess. What do you think of President Bashar Assad? He's young.
I told you
he looks new. He looks
young. He's Western educated. Everybody thought he would be different, but when a push came to shove, he's just like his father. He's willing to kill his own people to maintain his dictatorship.
Do you think there's things we don't know about it? I mean, about the regime and about the guys that are trying to bring him down?
No, I don't think he's any different than the other dictators in the Arab world. I think we got to stop relying on this Western educated thing, because where are they getting educated? They're getting educated at Harvard, which is no longer really represents the American point of view, do they?
Well, and then they're going back to Syria where the people have not gone to Harvard.
Right.
You know, 5,400 people have been killed since the uprising began in March. Whew. That figure from January to January, March to January.
He's just firing on his own unarmed citizens.
Power has gone to his head. Well, how about the big scandal with the White House trying to mend fences with the Catholics?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
Kind of mentioned that in my...
How did Obama get into that? I can't even believe this.
My moment of common sense kind of goes into that a little bit. It's just, wow.
Well, he did move swiftly. I mean, right away to squell all of the perilous things that he had said and that people were assuming was going on.
Yeah, but the bishop's saying his proposal is no different than the original ruling, so he hasn't really solved the problem here.
Well, no, he has, because, let me see, in the end... he says that the new policy is going to preserve women's access to affordable birth control. I don't know how, no matter where they work. It also is designed to address the complaints of the Catholic hospitals, universities, and similar organizations. But how is that going to work if you work for a Catholic organization?
Yeah, he's still requiring that the health insurance plan pay for not just birth control, but abortifacients and sterilizations.
So what's the Democrats are in opposition to this? I don't know how he thought he was going to get away with it.
He's even got Democrats in opposition to it. So I don't know why. And you know, in his chief of staff who just resigned, Bill Daley.
You're right.
He was trying to tell Obama for 6 months, don't
stop
do
it.
This.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
And
do you think this is a woman's rights issue?
No. I mean, nobody's saying you can't have
birth
control.
Is it a religious liberty issue?
Certain people don't want to pay for it because it's against their religion.
But do you think it's about contraception? What do you think? What's it about? What's it all about, Alfie?
The Pope. The Pope tells Catholics that contraception and abortifacients and sterilization is not allowed.
Right. It's
so you can't
religion.
Make Catholics go out and pay for it.
Well, and you know what? I don't want to get into it because I wouldn't have my facts together. But as I recall, the very first abortions were done through the Catholic organization.
What?
Yeah.
What
yeah,
was that?
I'd have to look it up. Like I said, I wouldn't want to get myself into some kind of a jam here.
So we'll skip over that.
Skip
for now.
Over that. But I think that is just crazy. I can't believe he even tried that.
Yeah.
Why would he?
And he hasn't.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense
either.
At all. No, he hasn't.
Because the bishops have already come out and officially said his compromise doesn't work for them.
Well, he's really good at sidestepping.
Yeah, he is.
You know, it's just unbelievable to me that he even tried that. You don't want the Pope down on your neck. How about Roland Martin?
That's a weird deal.
You know,
isn't it?
Yeah, the black guy. He's a political commentator. I think he's very intelligent. I always watch him, and I think, yeah, he's the one that always brings up the fact that why are you making it a racial issue? He's always come off to me like a guy who believes you're human, you're a person, doesn't matter red, yellow, black, or white. You are beauty in Jesus' sight. You know. So now he's been suspended.
Yeah.
I guess apparently he was watching a commercial
during the Super
Sunday
Bowl.
Night during the Super Bowl. And British soccer star David Beckham was shown during a television commercial hawking what they call men's underwear. Is that selling? Is that modeling?
Yeah.
What is the hawking?
Hawking.
Okay. And he had his underwear on. And that's, of course, I mean, well, he's selling underwear. What do you, you know, what do you have? Long johns on?
Same thing Michael Jordan
doesn't make
does.
Any sense. Yeah. And he tweeted twice into response to it. And he wrote to urge followers to smack the ish out of any man who was hyped about the ad.
Yeah.
Now, what does that mean? It means if you're liking it.
He's just trying to say that men shouldn't be interested in an underwear commercial with a good-looking man wearing the underwear.
Men are interested in underwear. Why?
Why do they want Michael Jordan and David Beckham out there selling me underwear? I don't care.
Are you the one that buys your underwear?
I want it to be cheap, and I want it the waistband to last 3 years.
Jesus. Such a fashion statement. Do you buy your own underwear?
Does of course.
Glenda
yeah.
buy it for you?
No, I buy it.
Most women buy their men's underwear, don't they? Do they or do they not? Sean, does your wife buy your underwear? You buy it yourself? You get it with the little yellow stains on it so that it looks natural? Skidmark brand. No, I don't see any big deal on it. So what if he was saying, what are you saying, Sean? Wait, Sean's got it.
That's the only way to fly is to buy it pre-stained.
Pre-stained.
Yeah, the way you don't have to work at it, you know?
At the secondhand
store, right?
Yeah,
right? That's right. And then you never have to, you don't have to worry about washing them. Just throw them out.
Or get brown ones. You never have to wash them.
Oh, quit it. Stop it. I started a fire here. But what do you think? I mean,
well,
they've suspended him.
He suspended him because they said what he said was
not to their beliefs, inconsistent with the values.
Well,
no,
he doesn't say anything about
language that demeanors inconsistent with the values and culture of their organization, meaning CNN.
What did he say that was anti-gay?
Yeah, what did he say that was anti-gay?
I don't see it.
Well, I mean, can he be anti-black? Can he be anti-gay? Can we be whatever we want to be?
Is there something about that ish word? What does that mean?
Yeah, ish. Ish.
I don't know what that means. Is that the gay part there?
Must be something he knows. Slap the ish out of him.
But this is that gay organization, GLAAD. They're like so paranoid.
I know.
They are so much trouble in Hollywood.
So worried.
Because they monitor the filming of every TV show and make sure it's all pro-gay. And I don't really need GLAAD watching out for my TV.
What just another GLAAD? Organization. I mean, does it belong to the government?
What does GLAAD stand for?
Federal.
Gay and Lesbian Advancement Arts?
Gay and glad to be. Okay?
There's one word that JP's hoping you can mention with that story you were just reading.
Yeah.
Ish.
Congressman Wiener.
Oh, no.
He was really digging the commercial. No, stop it. We don't know that.
Wiener should be hockey.
Don't get me going.
Come on. He's a natural.
Wiener and underwear fits.
He could have a slogan. If the wiener likes it, it's good underwear.
Let's not get into that. I just thought of something really bad to say. Well, anyway, Roland Martin, he's been suspended. He said his joking about smacking someone, whether it was in response to a commercial or food they prepare for a Super Bowl party or wearing an opposing team jersey, wasn't stated in jest. It was not meant literally. No way would he ever condone someone doing such a thing.
So,
and half of us don't even know what he meant by it. No, so
seriously.
I don't know.
We don't even know what he was
CNN,
trying to
say. CNN, get alive. Get alive.
Wow. So he's going to get his job back, right? He's not fired.
He's suspended.
And whatever that means.
It just means that they put him on suspension, still paying him because he's on contract. And while that's happening, he'll get a better job. He'll get a better offer.
You know why this isn't fair? Because these networks want their correspondents to tweet. They want them to get out there in the social media and get their names out there. And yet, when they go out and do it, if they say anything even slightly wrong, boom.
Well, they don't want them to say what they really think or what they're really feeling. They want them to say what they write every day when they do their commentaries. Mm. I mean, they have complete control over that.
If you want me tweeting during the Super Bowl, you better not have any qualms about what I say.
Well, that's just your attitude, but you'd be fired from CNN by
if
now.
If I say ish.
Yes, you would be. Thank you for joining us on Broadview today. We'll be back. There's more to talk about, and we've got some special guests coming up today. I'll tell you about in a little while.
Okay.
Don't go far. You're on Broadview.
The Buzz.
NASCAR fans,
it's back.
Your chance to win that dream trip
for the March 11th NASCAR Sprint Cup race in Las Vegas,
including two VIP pit passes,
$500 in cash,
two nights stay at the MGM Mirage on the Vegas Strip,
plus round-trip transportation on Southwest Airlines.
A total of 25 prizes to be awarded,
including the grand prize during the big drawing February 24th at 8 p.m.
Must be present to win. See cashier cage for details on how to win.
Only at Hobie,
the North Valley's top spot for fun.
Hobie's Casino, you're on the road. Hobie's Casino.
Hi, this is Marco, the maitre d' at the Sun Valley Steakhouse. Treat that special someone on Valentine's Day from 4 to 9 p.m., serving regular or special menu, which includes prosciutto wrapped melon, shrimp and hearts of palm salad, large Maine lobster tail, or 20-ounce T-bone steak, chocolate mousse, and strawberries for only $50 per person. Call for reservations, 673-0683. That's 673-0683, extension 3.
Hobie's Casino.
There's nothing like a ghost story around the campfire, and I've got one that's not for the faint of heart. Once there was a camper who did not insure his RV with Geico. He didn't listen when fellow campers told him how much money Geico saved them by insuring their campers, trailers and pop-ups, or how he could save even more with a multi-policy discount. The camper paid dearly for his mistake. He paid out the nose, poor chap. Well, good luck getting to sleep after that doozy of a tale.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
It's truck month all this month at Don Weir's Reno Dodge.
With over 400
Ram trucks to choose from, just go to renododge.com, pick a Ram, and we'll give you the best price on the planet. Save up to 10 grand or more off normal dealer retail. Forget MSRP, forget dealer markup. With the largest new truck inventory in Northern Nevada, we can easily save you a good 12 grand on some models. Only during truck month at Reno Dodge.
Nobody beats a Reno Dodge deal. Nobody.
All financing OAC, taxes, dock fees not included. Over 400 new Ram trucks in stock, in transit or in system. Price savings are off normal dealer retail.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome.